Penzo, yes, I mean, of all his band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Let's go to the club, kids. Thursday Music Club. Samantha Fisher joins us from there. She's sitting right here in the studio. Pretty excited about that.
I am too.
Hi, Slam and Sammy.
Hello, dear.
What's going on with you?
Oh, Slam and Sammy sound. Let's come up with something new, shall
no.
we?
No.
Come on.
No.
Just for fun.
No. Now, Slam and Sammy sound, a bit of history here. When I was up the dial and around the corner, when I would leave on vacation or I was incarcerated or whatever it was, quite often, Johnny Rabbit would fill in and do the show.
Who?
Ron Els. And, you know, being really hip as he is for a 104-year-old, when he'd do the music club, it was Slam and Sammy Sound.
Yeah, it was.
He called you Slam, and I was listening. I wasn't working that, but I was listening to see what he was going to do with the show. And I was like, that's brilliant. That is sticking. I mean, that's been 6 years now, 7 years. Slam and Sammy Sound. So I owe it all to Johnny Rabbit. So that's why she's called that.
I'm glad you don't have the rest of the tapes and the audio from back then.
I got some.
Do you remember the Henway?
We got the Henway.
No, you
What's
do
a
not.
Henway?
We got the Henway, 2.5 pounds. But I got her bad. We'll play that again sometime.
Is
sure.
his last name Rabbit?
What?
Johnny Rabbit?
It's a radio name. It's in Ron Els is his name.
Who?
Can we do this, Slammin'? All right, we start with Play It Forward, which is a little organization she put together to help kids make some noise in a good way, as opposed to finding trouble because they didn't have an instrument to get involved in music class. And what's really heartwarming about this is that musicians and companies from all over the place have jumped in and said, yeah, this is a great idea. We're going to have an instrument drive. We're going to raise money. We're going to do all kinds of things. And Play It Forward has turned into quite the beast.
Oh, my gosh. We're so blessed, aren't we?
Indeed. So what's going on now? Tell us something new.
Real quick, we just got a letter. I know we talked about it. I gave a couple little boys some guitars over Christmas. From Safe Connections, which is a social group that takes care of kids that have been abused, neglected, and such. And I just got a letter from one of the counselors, and she told me that one of the young boys, he's 11 years old. We gave him an electric guitar and an amp, and reported just recently that socially, he's doing much better at school. He's excited, and he's trying to get his other friends to join in on a garage band. His mother reports that he comes out of his bedroom a lot more. He's more interactive with the family, and he's just overall a happier young man. And they are attributing it to his newfound love for music.
It's those little reminders that, like, oh, yeah, this is why I do this. This is why I carry the piano down all those steps.
That one time I did carry that piano. It was up the steps, actually. It was awful.
You're still limping as a result of that.
But that was a really feel-good moment for Play It Forward and our staff of 100 and fans and followers. So just goes to show what good work it really is. It was a great letter.
What are you looking for now?
Definitely some violins. We're trying to help orchestrating diversity. They teach inner city youth over the summer, and they have a lot of new students, and we need some violins for that.
Cellos too, right?
And cellos, yeah. But we're open to pretty much any instrument. And I just got in touch with Kay Harrelson. She's in charge of all the city schools, and all her music teachers are sending us their wish list again to kind of refresh that we'll work on throughout the summer. I'm sure I'm going to lose sleep when those start coming in.
Oh, I imagine.
I bet they're just going to be huge. So, but lots of work to do, but it'll get done one note at a time.
Always does. What about fundraising efforts?
Well, this Sunday we'll be at the Recycling Extravaganza. We'll be a part of Earth Day. So we'll be at St. Louis Community College right by Forest Park. And it's a huge thing. It's going on for like 5 years. and people bring all their recycling things there, and they set us up a booth for instruments. So hopefully we'll collect something on Sunday from 10 to 4. And then May 31st, we'll be at the pageant with the School of Rock Kids. So excited. Last year, we raised $5,000 off of that one evening. So we're hoping to get the same. For more information, you can go to the pageant for tickets.
And of course, your website is chock full of information at playedforwardstl.org, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so I'm looking at your rundown. I'm a little distraught. You don't have Oh Brother featured here, but whatever.
We featured Oh Brother a few weeks ago.
No, no, but we got a gig on Sunday at Stovall's, which I've never been to. Have you been to Stovall's?
I have not. Where is it?
Apparently, it's like the oldest country bar west of the Mississippi or something. It's been open since the 30s, and it's near Pacific and Wildwood. I don't know. I have to find it by Sunday. But we're playing there Sunday afternoon.
Well, so, you are the drummer, right?
Yeah, but I, you know, it's a country bar. I'm picturing Blues Brothers, Chicken Wire Fence, and getting my butt kicked is what I think. So if you want to come see me get my butt kicked on Sunday, that'll
be... What time do you guys play?
3 to 7.
3 to 7 is perfect.
At Stovall's, so I want to come by. All right, enough of the shameless self-plugs. Who else is playing other places that we can listen to right now?
One of my favorite artists in St. Louis, Tommy Halloran and the Gorilla Swing.
You know, you say that every week.
I know, but I really like Tommy. Always have. And for years, he didn't know who I was.
And
it was embarrassing.
I used to tease you, too, and say, oh, yeah, because you're dating the bass player in that band. And usually I was right.
No, you were always wrong. I don't date musicians. Whatever. It's a myth.
Well, dating. Maybe I should have explained that a little. I'm sorry. Tommy Halloran, you were saying.
Yeah, I love Tommy. And the funny thing is, for years, he never recognized me. He didn't know who I was. It was embarrassing. But there's much love between Tommy and I. And the Gorilla Swing, you can catch them at Jazz at the Bistro on Friday and Saturday. They have two shows nightly, 7:30 and 9:30. And they'll be back at the Bistro for the Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. The Bistro Sunday brunch is fantastic.
Not done that. So we got jazz here.
Got a little jazz. And this song is called Gardenias for Rita.
I grow gardenias for Rita in my one-room apartment downtown. In the window overlooking Fifth Street, I sing to them love songs, love songs for Rita and gardenias, white as her shoulder remains, soft as my breath, she'll notice me someday.
Tommy Halloran, the Gorilla Swing, Jazz at the Bistro this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then back for the Sunday brunch. It is the Thursday Music Club. Nice stuff. I like that.
Yeah, I figured you would. Yeah.
Always
got some talent. And again, when Lou Weiner plays with him as well, it's just a sight to see. I love Lou Weiner.
Well, if you like trombone.
Bing, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
There you go.
Thank you, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Little bass accompaniment.
Air bass. All right, what else you got? We get one more in.
This is kind of a save the date because this show isn't until August 22nd, so we're way ahead of schedule. But this artist is from Ferguson, Missouri, Brian Owens, and he's opening up for Michael McDonald at the Sheldon. And I'm really impressed with this guy. New to me. I've just found him on as I was searching. So Brian Owens from St. Louis, and he's got a new album coming out, The Soul of Cash, and it's all Johnny Cash. And this is an R&B African-American artist. So I'm very excited for this new album.
An opening for Michael McDonald, how intimidating would that be?
Well,
that's
going
to be a pretty big concert. Do you think, you think Michael called him and like asked him to sit in?
I think he did.
What
think they're
phone
friends.
Call? It sounded like Josh. Hey, Brian, could you come and open up for me at the Sheldon?
Wow.
Could have happened.
Could have happened.
Could have happened.
Do you think Michael McDonald will come here and do an interview? And if he does, will you let
me know?
We're
trying. We're working on it.
I've talked to him before, and I also introduced him at Fair St. Louis, and he was wonderful and really kind to my 19-year-old, who then was in single digits, and I'm just a really good guy, and he still has a lot of ties here.
Yeah,
he he's from Ferguson. So
he's from Ferguson, yeah.
No surprise he would get a Ferguson act. And the show is on August 22nd at the Sheldon, is a benefit show, so he's got to come on now.
Who's a benefit? I don't remember. Speaking of Michael McDonald, you got to go online at Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake doing dueling Michael McDonald's in Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And it starts with Jimmy Fallon with, row, row, row your boat gently down. And then Justin Timberlake comes in, and I'm cracking up. Then a third spotlight and a third piano's there, and it's Michael McDonald. And the three of them, it's hilarious. We'll get it up there on the page. I'm sorry, I've gone way off track. Brian Owens, I remember. Can we go out with something from him?
Yeah, and this track is called For You. Love it.
The light to my fire, the water to my rain. Without your gentle touch, I would lose my way. You're the joy in my mornings, life in my days. See, my heart wouldn't beat at all if you ain't flowing in my veins. You.
Brian Owens with Michael McDonald, Sheldon, August 22nd. Slammin' Sammy Sound, thank you much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, darling. Play forward, stl.org. 138 Roadways, let's check that out. It's Maren jamming on